Now, the rest of the story. It was only a little tender at first, a slight soreness in his mouth inside the gum, and Steve thought nothing of it. The big event was approaching. No small discomfort was going to distract him from that. He'd looked forward to this all his life, his acceptance into law school. The irritation in his mouth continued to nag him, but nothing could eclipse his eager anticipation. What if they turned him down? What if Miami Law School decided his academic qualifications were not yet the size of his dreams? He would be letting plenty of people down, including himself, but most of all his father. And Steve thought back to his childhood and how he'd idolized his father. Dad was an attorney, a much-respected attorney in Steve's hometown. After school and on holidays, the boy would visit him at the courthouse. Dad's practice included every branch of the law except criminal, so when Steve heard him argue cases in court, he was exposed to a variety of machinations and maneuverings. It was at a very early age, then, that the youngster realized the law relates to virtually every aspect of life, and as Steve grew older and able to comprehend more, Dad would bring home printed pleadings and transcripts for him to peruse. Such documents were tremendously fascinating to the young man. And then came that proud moment when Steve announced, "Dad, I want to be a lawyer." And Dad smiled warmly. Nothing would make him happier, he said. Just choose a good college and study hard, and Steve would be a fine attorney someday. Now that someday was fast approaching. Unless right now, as Steve was about to be accepted into law school, something went wrong. And adding to his concern was that aggravating sensation in his mouth, that tenderness focused in the area of one tooth, one of the teeth on the side. It was a molar, just what Steve needed. Good gracious, dental trouble. With his greatest academic challenge looming before him, a medical problem that threatened his concentration. And by the next day, more soreness. And now the tooth, incredible as it seemed, was loosening. Periodontal disease at Steve's age? The thought was too awful to entertain. And then Steve received the word that he'd been waiting for. He had been accepted into the Miami Law School. If only he could stay healthy, he would become a lawyer after all. Well, Steve did go on to graduate law school and to pass the bar, in spite of the dental dilemma almost 4 years previous. It would be fun to relate that Steve Backus went on to become one of the greatest attorneys of the United States. I can't do that, though he might one day. But for the time being, Steve is not permitted to practice law. Oh, Steve took the bar last February. And the first day of the exams was his 17th birthday. That's right. Steve had graduated law school at the age of 16, the youngest person ever to do so. And now you don't. His dental difficulty, which he had experienced the same week that he had been accepted into law school, the problem tooth did fall out, just as it was supposed to. For Steve Backus was accepted into Miami Law School when he was only 13, the same week that he lost his last baby tooth, and now you know the rest of the story.